This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Delaney coming at you from St. Petersburg, Florida. How does this happen? Has this happened to you? You have 50 sunblock on. 50 SPF. And somehow you burn your feet? So I got those red feet going on. But don't feel sorry for me. I'm psyched to be in Florida, visiting family, taking the show with me, and I get the chance to give a speech later in the week, too, which I'm really excited about. So a new variant of COVID-19 has been detected that appears to be more contagious, causing more severe illness in young people. We've talked about this a little bit, and is resistant to antibodies. Scientists at Texas A&M University's Global Health Research Complex reported that the new variant named BV1, because of its origin in the Brazos Valley, is why that name. It was discovered during a routine saliva sample screening of a student who showed mild cold-like symptoms. The student tested positive for COVID on March 5th, again on March 25th, and that has led scientists to believe the new variant may cause a longer infection in younger people. I first saw this pop up on CNBC. The symptoms were gone by April 2nd, by the way, of the student that was tested, and a test on April 9th was negative for COVID. But the scientists at Texas A&M say that the experiments from other labs had shown that antibodies were ineffective on other variants with the same genetic markers as BV1. So, I mean, this is like now part of the lexicon, right? That we're talking about. When we talk about COVID, yay, it looks like we're getting closer to herd immunity. Sweet! But at the same time, what about these boosters? What about the effectiveness against variants? I mean, there's still a lot of unknowns. The White House announced last week, you remember, I talked about it, $1.7 billion for a national network to identify and track worrisome coronavirus mutations whose spread could trigger another pandemic wave. And what's the strategy? And that's part of the strategy, is developing technologies for gene-based surveillances of pathogens and build a data system to better share and analyze information on emerging disease threats so the knowledge can be turned into action, which I think that's good. Hey, all day long. I don't care, Democrat, Republican, independent, no labels, live on this planet. Yes, okay. Sharing information, scientists, people talking to each other when there's a variant, being able to pass that information along, I think that's absolutely, completely what needs to happen. Completely. Joe Biden is supposed to address Congress next Wednesday, but there's kind of a beef with some of the Republicans, and Republicans are saying they object to the timing of the first address to Congress since the House won't be in session and invites are limited because of social distancing concerns that are still in existence. They've asked the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, to reschedule. Others are saying they're not sure they want to attend in any case. So it's what we call a problem. Somebody said to me one time, what's the difference between a dilemma and a problem? It depends on your perspective, right? So a problem, if you're trying to get bipartisan cooperation and look like there are Republicans and Democrats that are there to listen, it sure is different when you stack the deck on one side, which, of course, there's going to be less people anyway, but it is problematic, the timing of the House not being there and people being back in their districts for the most part. By the way, Tim Scott will deliver the Republican response to the Biden speech. I don't think that's a surprise. He said he was honored to have the opportunity. He tweeted that out on Thursday. He said he's confident as he's ever been in the promise and potential of America. And he looks forward to sharing his vision for the nation with all of us. And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said in a statement, Senator Tim Scott is not just one of the strongest leaders in our Senate Republican Conference, he's one of the most inspiring and unifying leaders in our nation. So good for him. This is what you call an opportunity, because you're listening, analyzing as it's going on, and then delivering the response. And it's an important moment when you get the call to do that. So let's see how Tim Scott does with, let's see how he rolls with that, how he does with that. I think he'll do well. I think he'll do well. On your minds, because I got so many emails about this, I'm going to address it right here at the top. And in fact, as my feet were burning on the beach, somebody had this conversation with me. I don't even know how it came up. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Oregon Health Authority are investigating the death of a woman in her 50s who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine for COVID-19. She developed a low, to give you more specifics, she developed a low platelet count within 2 weeks after receiving the vaccine. The OHA remarked in a statement that the woman incurred a rare but serious blood clot in combination with very low platelets. Health officials didn't disclose any other details about the woman regarding when she got the vaccine or where in Oregon she lived, except for she got the vaccine in early April and then was hospitalized. So this news comes right before health officials are set to deliberate among a committee of health experts on Friday if they should extend, modify, or lift the suspension of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So this is really, really big, and the timing is crucial. The because again, looking at the factors of what happened with her and the others that got sick, will they lift it, or you know what will happen? You know what will happen there? Significant. Well, let's just put it that way. How about this? We talk about numbers and representation. You want representation. You know, I'm a person who believes heavy in states' rights, but I also believe in the power of the federal government when it's done correctly. And measuring and numbering and all of that is critical. That's why I think voting is so important. The numbers used for deciding how many congressional seats each state gets can't be released, apparently, until next Monday at the earliest, because that's according to an agreement that settles litigation between the U.S. Census Bureau and a coalition of local governments and civil rights groups. The agreement filed in court on Thursday requires the statistical agency to provide regular updates to the civil rights groups and local governments on the quality, now I said the quality, of the data used for districts and drawing up districts and how they're coming up, you know, how they're coming up with these congressional and legislative districts. It resolves the lawsuit that forced an extension of the headcount, of the nation's headcount, after the Trump administration was stopping it. This is something to watch to see where this, to see where this goes, because you have a couple of attorneys that are representing local governments and civil rights groups and some other people too as well. So much is tied as to the census. That's why the census is so important to be counted. All right, on that note, we're going to turn it over and flip it to the other side. Stick around, everybody.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
We go to Sydney, Australia for a conversation with Peter Mazurek. He's written a book called Modern Catholic Concerns. You can imagine that undertaking. And we had a chance to speak off the air, and he really did a lot of research for this book. And it's interesting the themes that he examines and how he arrived at what he actually tackled and wrote in the book. So, Peter, thanks so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here, Kate.
Why this? What made you, I mean, obviously you're a Roman Catholic. What made you decide to tackle something so big?
It's the desire, I think, to help people make more informed decisions about moral and ethical issues when they have to come and make choices about these things where the belief in God or the divinity of Jesus or other modern concerns are relevant to their decision. The decisions are basically behavior, what people decide to do or not do. And to make a more informed decision, I wrote a book which hopefully contains something that the person didn't previously know, which makes the decision actually more informed. It doesn't matter to me whether people change their mind about what they would have done if they had not read the book. The point is, if you make a decision which you know is more informed, you're more comfortable with the correctness of your decision, you're more confident in the course of action that you've decided to take. I believe in human intelligence. I believe that most people are smart enough to be able to think for themselves, and they recognize their own responsibility for the actions and the consequences of their actions. So the more informed your decision can be about this sort of thing, the more comfortable you're going to be in that decision. It's not a devotional book. I'm not trying to convert anybody to Catholicism or any other faith. It's basically to help people, to give them information, hopefully something that they didn't know. I suppose most clerics would know most of the stuff that's in my book. But we ordinary people, well, I've spent a lifetime in the law, and what I've learned there is in the book. And I've spent a lifetime as a Catholic and living in a community in Western society where these issues are of concern to us.
Tell me something you didn't know that you found out by researching and putting this book together.
I didn't know Richard Dawkins' arguments. Richard Dawkins is, as you may know, a very highly regarded intellectual man. He's pretty much, I won't say outspoken, but he's one of the main voices in the atheist community, if you like. And he wrote a book, and he's, I think, formulated a relatively new argument against the existence of God. And I looked at that, read his book and thought about it very carefully, and I thought, well, that needs an answer. It needs an explanation to anybody who does believe in God as to what are the strengths and weaknesses of his argument. So Richard Dawkins is one of the people that influenced me and I thought was well worth responding to. I say he's a very intelligent man, and I have high regard for him. And the same applies to Barbara Thiering, who wrote the book called Jesus the Man, and then who had a website about her interpretations of it. She was a theologian at the Sydney University and also an archaeologist who did a lot of work on the Dead Sea Scrolls, for example. So I have a high regard for her, too. She died not many years ago, unfortunately, and her work, I think, is enlightening in the sense that we can see how people, intelligent people, can come up with reasonable arguments against the existence of God. One of the points I make in my book is that there is no compelling argument one way or the other for the existence of God. So if there's no compelling argument, then what you believe has to be a choice based upon the degree to which you are persuaded by the evidence. And that, I think, is where I can help people, in the sense that I give you the arguments for and against. Look at some of the writings of some of the major philosophers through history and some of the modern thinkers about this sort of thing who are highly regarded in the general community.
What do you hope people take away, and I think you said it partially right there, take away from reading your book?
Well, I've gone to many a bookshop in my time and bought many of a book, and what I've done in the bookshop is about, if I see a title that attracts me, I pull it out. I read the dust jacket and say, okay, this is the core of the book. Then I might open the cover and look in the contents and see if the subjects interest me. What I think people, your listeners and my potential readers, should ask themselves is, what's in it for me? And then from that, the question becomes, is this book going to be worth my while spending the time reading it? Because the real cost of a book is the time you spend reading it, not the money. I don't care if people borrow the book from a friend or buy it or download the e-book or borrow it from a library. I want people to read the book. Because if you don't read it, it can't help you. So basically that was my idea to promote the book in the sense that it's informative and it's not a devotional book. It's not, this is the Catholic faith, hallelujah. It's not a proselytizing book. I'm not trying to convert anybody to Catholicism or to any other faith. What I'm trying to do is to give information and for people to judge for themselves or think for themselves about the issues. I don't expect everybody to agree with everything I've said in my book. That would be worse than fantasy. It's information. Think about it for yourself. I do give an assessment, and my assessments are inevitably coloured by my own beliefs. The point is, I try to be objective, having been a lawyer. I've had to take the side or argue the case of people who I thought were guilty, and I have to say, try and say that they're innocent and so on. So you do the best you can, and I've learned, I suppose, the skill of presenting an argument as best I can for that side, regardless of my own beliefs. So yes, while I admit they may be coloured, I'm trying to present an objective information of the arguments, the evidence, and then give an assessment. So that's how I'm trying to help people.
You can get Modern Catholic Concerns, of course, on Amazon.com. What was the reaction to your friends and family and people around you to the book?
I've had some friends who said, yes, it's well written and it's a good read and it's an important book. Others have said to me that it's a bit heavy going. I've tried to not to use big words. I'm an ordinary person, although I'm a lawyer, but I try not to use technical terms or jargon, but to a degree, to be accurate and precise about what I'm trying to say, to convey the meaning I'm trying to put over, is I have to use some big words, but usually I try to explain the meaning of those words. Like, for example, I've talked about the cosmological argument and the teleological argument, the ontological arguments for the existence of God. And these things are just names. They are not the whole of the thing. And I explain what those arguments are in the book. So, my mother has read the book, and I've dedicated the book to my mother, of course, and she says she's had to have a dictionary by her side to read it. But then again, my mother is not a native English-speaking person. So, yes, she's had to use a dictionary, but that's okay. There are not too many words in there where you'd have to use a dictionary.
Yeah, so interesting. Modern Catholic Concerns. Pete Mazurek, thanks so much for coming on.
It's a pleasure.
Such an interesting conversation with Pete Mazurek and talking about the themes that he looked at, the long-term project, 10 years, and the emphasis, as he told me off the air, that this isn't just a book for Catholics. It's not Catholics, rather. It's not a thumper kind of book. It's not scripture. It's really looking at all aspects, really, of God, for and against, and looking at anything that you can really possibly imagine. That's what's so interesting about it, because I think anybody can pick it up, certainly, whether you call yourself religious or a believer, but questioning, you know, whatever area you may come from, I guess, really anybody can relate to this. So Pete Mazurek, Modern Day Catholics, pick it up. It's a really good read. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House climate envoy John Kerry is now saying it is feasible after he was asked about President Biden's plan to cut greenhouse gases in half by 2030.
Will we probably exceed it? I suspect, yes. I think a lot of us will wind up exceeding the predictions we're making, because we're measuring predictions by the economies we have today and by the technologies we have today.
President Biden made the pledge during the first day of a two-day virtual climate summit. He told the leaders of 40 different countries he will create jobs and he'll help improve the economies of different countries around the world. Texas has announced that it's reversed its ban on spiritual advisors entering the state's execution chambers. The reversal comes 2 years after the state banned any chaplain from entering the execution chamber. This is USA Radio News. The Senate has passed a measure to combat the rise in anti-Asian hate crimes. Both parties came together to pass legislation sponsored by Hawaii Democrat Mazie Hirono. It's designed to address a recent surge in Asian American violence that was spurred on by the COVID-19 pandemic.
The important thing for our AAPI community is that we stand with you, and we will continue to stand with you to prevent these kinds of crimes from happening in our country.
The new legislation creates a new position at the Justice Department that focuses on reporting of anti-Asian motivated crimes. The final agreement includes compromised language from Republicans who had initially expressed concern with some of the earlier drafts. Hundreds of mourners gathered for the funeral of Dante Wright in a Minneapolis suburb. Reverend Al Sharpton said, "We're going to pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act as a federal law and make it against the law to stop bringing us to funerals for our young kings." You're listening to USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Fascinating conversation off the air with our next guest, who is going to talk about something I think is so vital, and it's made me more aware of the way that I'm breathing, and I think this will help you too. I mean, everyone listening can do this. So joining us now in our virtual green room is Rasheem Northington, and he's written a book called The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. Rasheem, thanks so much for coming on.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
So you have an interesting background in this. Before you wrote this, tell us a little bit about what drove you in this direction, because of all the Chinese medicine you're familiar with, all the things that you've done in your background that led you to realize the importance of the diaphragm and what you actually learned from Kung Fu.
I'm sorry.
So tell us about your background. That's all right. Tell us about your background and how it led you to writing this book. One of them was, of course, Kung Fu and what you learned through Kung Fu. So tell us about that.
Okay. Yes, I trained in Kung Fu, Taoist Tai Chi Kung, for many years since I was about early teens, mid-teens, I would say, and it involved a lot of breathing type of exercises, and breathing was stressed to be the key to having power in this art. So the stronger your breath was, the more power you can obtain. That was the main focus of the training, and everything was heavily based on breathing and the breath. And that contributed to me later on about the nature of the diaphragm involvement with the breath. Understanding the breath. Go ahead.
Because I think, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I think that so many of us take shallow breaths. So you learned not to do that, right?
Right. In Qigong breathing, you are encouraged to take deep breaths, belly breaths, full breaths, or full conscious breaths, every breath you take in the training. And that's the key to developing power, the deepness of the breath.
Yeah. And, you know, when we look at the diaphragm, the importance of it
of a skeletal muscle. It's the only right skeletal muscle controlled by involuntary unconscious or voluntary conscious nervous system, right? So, so it's really an interesting thing to talk about.
Correct, because as the diaphragm is a skeletal muscle, which is supposed to be, like all other skeletal muscles are, a voluntarily controlled muscle, it's heavily controlled involuntarily, which is unique amongst all the other skeletal muscles in the body.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm listening.
Now, that indicates how significant and important the function of the diaphragm is, the fact that even though we have voluntary control, the body actually dominates the control over our voluntary control in most cases.
Yeah, so when we look at this, why did you write the book? Because you realized how important it was with all the things that we've just said?
Oh, yes. I think the last thing my Kung Fu teacher told me before he passed away was, do 300 breaths a day, kid. His exact words. That stuck with me because I didn't truly understand what that meant. So I kept thinking about it. And I went back to the Kung Fu training and exercise that required breaths in order to help achieve power from that exercise. I began to realize that I wasn't as good as I used to be when I was younger, and I struggled to breathe to maintain those sort of those postural exercises. And I noticed in order for me to be better at it, my diaphragm had to work harder at it. And then it started to make me realize, in order for the breath to get stronger, so does the diaphragm must get stronger, because the diaphragm is what controls the flow of the breath. And as the diaphragm gets stronger, so the breath can be deeper from a stronger or more full contraction of the diaphragm that can really only be done voluntarily.
Wow, so fascinating. And in the book you talk, you go deep into this. You tell us things to do, things to be aware of, all of that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you and I, when we talked off the air, what led you to say, okay, I should write this book because I see how important it is that, you know, kid, take 300 breaths a day. What really drove you to saying, I think I need to tell people more about this?
Because I think at the same time, after my teaching about breathing, it was never taught or explained in relation to the diaphragm's function specifically. I mean, it's mentioned that, oh, the diaphragm is a breathing muscle, but then it says breathe, and the diaphragm itself is not really included in that category. So what I started to attain is that if we look at breathing from the scope of the diaphragm's involvement, I think the understanding of breathing becomes a little easier, and it starts to make more sense that if breath can't happen without the diaphragm, then in order for us to gauge how strong a breath is, should be gauged by the strength of your diaphragm. And then I think that quantifies everything. It makes everything understandable of why I can only breathe but so much, because that's the limit that my diaphragm has on it. And if I increase the limitations on my diaphragm, then I can increase the limits on my deep breathing or deep breath. And I think if everybody understands it from that regard, things would be more easily attainable due to a greater understanding of how breathing works, and that the breath is really specifically controlled by the function of the diaphragm. And breath cannot happen without that function.
Yes, so true. And we're speaking with Rasheem Northington. The name of the book is called The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. I love the title, The Muscle Source of Life, because it is something I wasn't aware of until we had that conversation. I was, but I wasn't thinking about it. And I think that's what it is. We're kind of sleepwalking when it comes to breathing. Do you think so?
I think so as well. But the thing that's even more significant about the diaphragm's function, even though it's necessary for breathing, because the diaphragm is designed the way it is, upon breathing, it also does a whole lot more for the body than just breathing. Because breathing is not just the only thing we need for health and well-being. We also need a good circulation system. So not only does the diaphragm play a role in accessing oxygen and influencing the breath, it also is the key muscle to also stimulate healthy circulation in addition to oxygenating the body, which is also unlike any other muscle in the body because other muscles can have longer rest periods. The diaphragm does not have that luxury. The diaphragm must keep engaging, therefore keeps giving us the potential and option to continuously circulate the blood, independent of the other muscles in the body, which are very beneficial once they're engaged. But most of our lifestyle is sedentary. So in those sedentary sessions, like as in its own conversation, the diaphragm becomes the major muscle source, in this case, for life and for circulation. That's very significant as well, not just for breathing, but blood return back to the heart, which gives the heart blood to pump back out to the rest of the body full of oxygen.
Yeah,
or the diaphragm.
Yeah, the continuous flow of air, that oxygen that you're talking about, and how critical of a component it is for the production of energy in the body, obviously, and to continuously have that flow of air, which is completely necessary, and is again what we're talking about. And how much better is your life improved? Which I think I'm answering my own question when you breathe correctly.
Okay. Well, they do say that abundant breath, abundant life.
Yeah.
Well, that's a saying I'm aware of. So the deeper you breathe, the more power you attain, the more you can in some way control your surroundings and help control your emotions. If you control your emotions, control your reactions to certain situations, you can also influence your own outcomes. So those are definitely beneficial things. And if you think words are powerful, along with deep breathing and powerful breathing and positive words, it could fruition just the way you want it to.
You know, and I'm thinking of you, Rasheem, that I know that you teach and you tutor a lot of subjects, math and science. So if I was in your class, would you make us take a deep breath, the real breath? I think that would be interesting.
I definitely would like to. The only thing is, you know, it'll just be suggestive, but, you know, people will still want to do what they want to do. But I definitely would also always mention and talk to them and just let them know that you have this voluntary option to take a full breath. Don't wait until you have to use it. Use it now so that you can prevent everything that happens to you before it becomes a situation that you must now. Just do it for the sake of doing it, and then it won't seem like it's a job, and it won't seem like it's a stress or strain to get it done when you need to.
Yeah.
So that's why I try to, you know, inform people of, you know, be aware of that, utilize it. There's a reason for that, and it just makes you feel better. And if you look on articles online, you can see that they explain how deep breathing always makes you feel better for whatever reason. It slows the heart rate down, it slows this down, it calms your nerves. Influences the parasympathetic nervous system, all of those calming, resting, digesting, recovery type of systems in the body. So we don't have to wait until anything drastic happens. We could always be trying to maintain that state all day long as we can remember and consciously be aware of that.
Yeah. Yep. 300 breaths a day. I love it. And the name of the book, The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. Rasheem Northington, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. Definitely appreciate it.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How pleased I am to be joined by Katrin Rees Daugherty. She has such an unbelievable story to tell, and her book takes you out on the other side and is very, very powerful. It's called It's All About Love. Katrin, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Your story is one of, wow, it's just, you know, as you said to me, life was like a bed of roses. Who doesn't want that? And then suddenly it changed. Tell the listeners what happened to you.
So basically what happened to me was that I'd been working as a nurse for 30 years in the London hospitals. And, you know, my life was good and everything was rosy in the garden. And then suddenly everything kind of changed. I was diagnosed with a multiple myeloma, a blood cancer. And within 3 days, I was blue lighted up to one of the London hospitals, and I nearly lost my life. And I was critically unwell, diagnosed with pulmonary hypertension, which is another incurable disease, and which is right-sided heart failure. And actually, my heart healed completely the following year after that. And then everything else kind of fell away. So I lost my job, and then my relationship broke down. And then I lost my home with most of my belongings. And, and it was terrifying, along with lots of other emotions. And, so last year I was admitted again urgently into the mainland, one of the main London hospitals, and I was there for 3 months. with another two life-threatening diseases, which have now resolved as well. And I started to write these posts onto social media because I wanted to share what things that I'd learned over the last few years with others, because I knew that so many people were suddenly feeling this fear and terror and uncertainty of the unknown and how all of that affects us and within our relationships, within our homes, with work, with all of those things, because the one thing that we all have in common all over the world is emotions. So regardless of what the story is attached to those emotions, we all know what fear feels like. We all know what love feels like. We all know what terror feels like. We all know what the unknown feels like. And it's kind of like I wanted to share some of the tools that I'd learnt with other people, with as many people as I could, actually. So this is what I did. So I would write something when I was well enough onto social media most days. And when I hadn't written something, people were sending me messages saying, where is your post? Where is your post? Because they were finding them so inspirational, which was really surprising to me because, I mean, I was writing from my heart. I was writing from my heart. Because, you know, when everything is taken away from you, what have you got? What is there underneath it all? And what I have found is that underneath everything is love. And it all begins with love, and it all ends with love.
Yeah, so beautifully said, and that's why the title is perfect. It's all about love. So when yes. people get the book, and obviously we've got your story and we're talking about it in the post that you share in it, but you also have tools in it. And that's important, I think, because people want to know the how. Geez, how did you get through it? What do you do? What can I do that you did? Because I feel what you're feeling, Katrin. So what? Give us one of the tools. Give us a sneak peek.
Okay, so one of the main tools that I use, really, is actually feeling all emotions as they come up. And this is my main work. And but other tools are things like breathing, and these are very simple tools that anybody can use. You don't need to know how to meditate. There are so many different types of meditation. I personally meditate, but if you feel yourself, for example, with stress and anxiety, we all know what stress and anxiety feels like, you can just stop, sit down, or you can do this when you're standing outside. Nobody will know. And just take some nice, deep, long breaths in and breathe out. And focus on the breath. Watch it coming and going. That's Splash, my dog. And that will stimulate the vagus nerve, which will then tell the body to relax.
I love it. I love it. And I love the fact that Splash is in the background, because we love dogs on this show. And there's so many of us in the world that love dogs. So that's a good thing. Anytime the dog can remind us we're human, because really Splash is all about love, just like my Guinness. So that's a very good thing. I love the breathing. I think people think they can't do it. I don't know why, but I think it's so, so powerful. It is so powerful. So when people read It's All About Love, what do you hope they take away from reading your book? And it's the kind of book, and I love how you said this to me off the air, it's the kind of book that you can dip into.
Yes, it's something that what I want people to know is to not be afraid. We've got a choice here of how we live, what we choose. Do we want to live in fear or not? And it's that, really. And I want people to know that this feeling of love for yourself. That's where it all begins, really, is loving yourself. And I want people to know that these tools are available for everybody. If I can do this, anybody can.
I like that. If I can do this, anybody can. And I think what's also beautiful is, speaking of beautiful, is that you are taking proceeds from the book and donating them to, some of them anyway, to Hello Beautiful Foundation. Tell us about that.
Yes. So they're a charitable cancer organization, and they're based in Southampton Row in London, and they're amazing, actually. And they actually came to the hospital, would deliver food to me every day, and it was, it was extremely healthy, the healthiest food you could get, because, you know, I was seriously ill, so I knew that my body needed this, and so they would deliver the food to me, and the work that they do is remarkable, actually remarkable. There's just two of them.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, they're a small organization, you know, so I want to support them because they've supported me and helped me so much, you know, so, yes.
So clearly the message is, and you had some serious things happen. I'm sure doctors say, how did you survive this?
Yeah, I mean, the doctors, they can't actually believe that I'm still here. So I've gone from 4 life-threatening diseases just down to 1. So and they keep saying to me, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So I do. Not that I need their permission, but I'm just glad to be here to share what I've learned and continue to learn, because the learning never stops, does it really, until probably you take your last breath. But I want to share this with us. I want this message to reach as many people as possible, really. You know, to make people aware. No, this is on offer as well. You don't have to live in this fear and terror. You know, so let's make love contagious.
Oh, hashtag, let's make love contagious. I love it. That's the perfect summation of who you are and what you've done and how you've come out on the other side. And what a delight to meet you. And again, it's easy to find. I want to make sure people know about the foundation. It's easy to find them because people are listening around the world to donate, right? Hello, Beautiful Foundation.
Yes.
Wow. And get this book and get it on Amazon. It's all about love. Katrin Rhys Daugherty, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.